I saw dead people today. Yeah, that's right. I saw the dead folks. Dead bodies. Dead bodies stacked one on top of another. In the woodshed, they called it. Dead bodies. Dozens. Dozens, then hundreds. I saw stacks of bodies. Bodies stacked 12 foot high. I saw bodies everywhere. I saw bodies that looked like stick men and stick women. They were so skinny. They were phantoms of life. They were phantoms. It seemed as though they looked hollow. Hollow eyes, X's on their eyes. I saw dead people left and right. I saw in the documentary that I watched today. I didn't break down until I saw the women that were in their beds that American soldiers were taking out and bringing out in the sunlight, and they were bringing them a bowl of soup. And it said, as the women, stick-looking like women, looked into the camera, it said that they smiled for the first time in a long time. And I watched those forced, weak grins of the victims at the Nazi camps throughout Germany. I watched today, broke down when I saw it again, the men laying on each other. They were in the trains, dead on arrival. D-O-A. They were inside the ovens. The ovens, you know, the ovens that they had that were like, the ovens that had just the bones. I saw the pile of bones. I thought it was a rock pile at first. It wasn't a rock pile at all. It wasn't a rock pile. You know what it was? It was a pile of the bones that had been shoveled out. See, they determined that these ovens that were created by bakery companies, that they could burn 400 human beings in a 10-hour working day. Final solution. A plot. A plan long before the ovens were made, long before the trains carried even one human being, long before we would ever see pictures, even 60 years later, military films, documentaries, watching the piles and piles and piles of bodies and bones and arms and legs and stick men and stick women and hollow eyes and DOA dead, dead. They're all dead. Millions dead. Final solution. The Nazis. Occult ideology. What we see there? Well, let me tell you about it in just a moment. I was listening to songs connected with the camps in Nazi Germany. And there's a group out of Sweden called Sabaton. I don't know the background. I don't know who they are. But there is a song called The Final Solution that was astounding. The lyrics were astounding. Here they are. Country in despair. Nation in despair. One man seeking reasons everywhere. Growing hate and anger. The Führer's order were precise. Who was to be blamed and pay the price? Wicked propaganda. Turning neighbors into foes, soldiers of the Third Reich searching homes. And then the former friends are watching as they rounded up one by one. Times of prosecutions has begun. Ever since it started on Crystal Night of 38, when liberty died and truth was denied, sent away on train on a one-way trip to hell, enter the gates, Auschwitz awaits. When freedom burns, the final solution, dreams fade away and all hope turns to dust. When millions burn, the curtain has fallen, lost to the world as they perish in flames. There was a country in depression. There was a nation in despair. One man finding reasons everywhere. Then there was rising hate and anger. The Führer's orders still apply. Who was to be blamed and sent to die? The little chorus of this song dealing with the final solution. When freedom burns, final solution. Dreams fade away and all hope turns to dust. When millions burn, the curtain has fallen, lost to the world as they perish in the flames. The part that gets me in this song, the lyrics, sent away on train, on a one-way trip to hell, enter the gates, Auschwitz awaits. I saw dead people today in the documentary. I saw the camps all over Germany. You and I, we can see these films. We can see and watch on our televisions. But I watched human beings whose eye sockets were out. I watched as they displayed the lampshades that Nazis made off the skin they peeled off of human beings. Artwork on top of skin that was peeled off of human beings. The doctors, the psychs, the guards. Final solution. Into the gates, Auschwitz awaits. What a phrase from a Swedish group. Sabaton. Now, it's on YouTube. You can listen to the song. I can't tell you about the background. I don't know them. But I know the lyrics of this song are profound. They are massive. And to listen to the song and read the lyrics in the context of knowing what it's all about, it'd shake anybody to the core unless they're as cold as hell. It's Tuesday night, March 22nd. Shatter live radio at 6 p.m. In this hour, it will be a supernatural hour. God's providence, Satan's battles. Depending on who's listening and where. Where? You see, the old black flame, the old Nazis, they're out there still in their 80s. They're the ones that understood Levensborn. They understood the master race. It didn't die in the 40s. It just went worldwide. What you've seen there is the scratch on the surface of the global Luciferic plot and plan behind the scenes. Could you imagine right now, individuals who've sat behind closed doors, super secret, as they discuss the depopulation of the human race, as they discuss the need to get rid of resistors, as they discuss the need for troops worldwide, as they plot their Luciferic ideology to be embedded in politics, embedded in military, embedded in the economic system, embedded. It's amazing that you can think through. Have you ever seen the movie The Final Solution? Have you ever read the backdrop to The Final Solution? This is when the men that gather together in super secrecy discussing a cult-given political ideology, a cult-given scientific knowledge, a cult-given psychological understanding. how to get rid of an entire race of human beings, how to accomplish the Führer's orders when one man dictated, get it done. Somebody had to be the one to write it all down. Somebody had to be the one to put it all into law. Somebody had to be the one to nail down the final solution. There's thought there. There's debate there. There's words there. It's like a satanic constitution. And the plot was then carried out behind the scenes, back in the darkness, and the propaganda was pushed in the opposite direction. And while the occult-oriented Nazis then gave to the world the propaganda that caused people to look in one direction, in the other direction, well, as the song lyrics said, "Into the gates, Auschwitz awaits." Did you hear the beginning? Country in despair, nation. Listen, country in depression, nation in despair. One man seeking reasons everywhere. Growing hate and anger. The Führer's orders were precise. But just a scratch of the thinking in the mind of the Antichrist and the regime that most likely is already in place, already developed their final solution, already put it out in their manuals, already disseminated it globally to the elite behind the scenes. Shadow government, shadow military, shadow super soldiers. When the Black Awakening strikes, when the Great Revolt occurs, when the chaos, hell on earth is unleashed, and the United States go down, and Canada goes down, Australia goes down, England goes down, Germany goes down, France goes down, Italy goes down, the Czech Republic goes down, Russia goes down, the Scandinavian countries go down, and on and on and on and on and on. Where did all these crazies come from? Where did all these bloodthirsty servants of a Fourth Reich come from? And when all the dust and the blood clears, communications begin to rise. In the midst of all the flame and smoke and rubble, in the burned out cities, people begin to come out, communicating, waiting. Supernatural activation, supernatural something unleashed, kicked it all off, hell on earth. In the depression, in the despair, there will be one man seeking reasons everywhere. Homo Satanus, a Theron, the new Führer's orders. As all the chosen ones know, they're going to be precise. The lyrics of the song ring not only of the past, but of the coming future. Wicked propaganda turning neighbors into foes. Soldiers of the Fourth Reich searching homes. And then the former friends are watching as they are rounded up one by one. Times of prosecutions have begun. Ever since it started on the crystal night of 38, when liberty died and the truth was denied. Wonder what crystal night will precede the activation, the call, and the unleashing. This week, Shatter the Darkness Live, this week on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, we're now taking the contents of the 25-hour course and seminar and the information out of the book, The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers. And we're giving you a 5-night glimpse into some of that material. Tuesday night, we're dealing with this. Here's the quote from the website. This is a plan, not a random event. It is multinational and global. It is the plot of hell set in supernatural secrecy. It is all about removing the resistance and unleashing hell on earth. A ritual on a multinational level. All the elements of fear and blood and evil will be present. prior to its occurrence, a final solution. A final solution for the Antichrist. A final solution for the fallen cherub. Can we kind of rip back the merry-go-round that everybody's on? Can we step out of Disneyland for a few moments? Can we wrap our heads around the radical evil of the past? Doesn't scratch the surface of what's about to occur. The words of Christ, infallible, spirit and life. There never was a day, nor will there be a day in the future in comparison to the end of days and the horrific, radical evil that on the surface sold to billions looks like a golden age, a new age. But the elites, I mean the real Luciferians, and I don't toss that word around lightly. I don't look at individuals and just throw that word out lightly. Luciferian means somebody that embraces the fallen cherub, embraces the spiritual counterfeit to the glorification and evolution of human consciousness that never will occur. There's a real Luciferian is going to embrace the chaos and the slaughter of millions, if not billions, in order to bring about a new age that is supernaturally conceived, the inception, the development. Well, the breath of hell will be on everything in that day. Yeah, enter the gates, Auschwitz awaits. The words in the song go on. When freedom burns, the final solution. Dreams fade away and all hope turns to dust. When millions, well, let's take this to the future. When billions burn, the curtain has fallen, lost to the world as they perish in the flames. Final solution, as we're going through the series this week, what we talk about that's going to occur here in the future, some have said, Russ, you know, this is too heavy. This is heavy stuff. You ever read Matthew 24? You ever read the words of Jesus? You ever read Daniel, the rise of the little horn? You ever read when he makes war on the saints? You ever read about the stern-faced king has eyes that look like the eyes of a man, but not quite a man. Mystery man, intrigue, knows the deep secrets, the rituals, the twistings. Knows what it's all about. Please understand that as I share this and tell you that we are close to the great revolt, as I mentioned yesterday out of 2 Thessalonians 2, that word, apostasia, that word used in historic grammatical context, that little Greek word goes back to its origins of a regime change, of political coups, of a violent revolt, of those who have plotted and those who have done what they needed to do to take over and set into place a new regime. The parousia of the Lord's not going to occur until the Great Revolt. The earlier English Williams translation and others called it the Revolt or the Great Revolt, even the Latin. Used in the Septuagint, well, we mentioned all of that yesterday, and it literally is pictured in the broadest possible way when we talk about the red horse, Revelation 6. Peace taken not from a region, not from a continent, but from the earth. And something is going to cause human beings to butcher and slaughter other human beings on a global scale. It is my belief that the chosen ones, satanic super soldiers, Babylon working babies, whatever they want to call themselves, they are numbered by the millions at this point, first, second, third, and fourth generation of them. split, transmuted, programmed, demonized. They have within them the cold black flame of radical hell itself. If you've ever met one of these that have surfaced, if you've ever heard the voice of a demonic presence speaking through a programmed slaughterer, I did, in the company of five other officers. When leg-chained and arm-chained, he screamed, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." It's not about satanic ritual abuse. It's not about multiple personality disorder. Let's shed ourselves of the psychological babble. It is about a master race. It is about a master race of transmuted human beings to become super soldiers in the inception of Livensborn and the master race of Aryans. Now, that didn't stop in the 40s. It just went worldwide. It went underground. It went under a cloak of satanic supernatural secrecy. The Nazis spread everywhere and continued to offer the Trojan horse from hell to militaries around the world, to scientists around the world, the mind control, the things that we see on the surface, but a scratch of what lies in the belly of that Trojan beast. Into the gates, Auschwitz awaits. I want to say it enough times that you and I remember. You see, we're not going to get heaven down here on earth. Everybody's living to find the greatest level of peace, greatest level of comfort in life. Tell that to the Sudanese. You know, the 1.5 million that have been slaughtered. And nobody cares, because everybody looks to other parts of the world. The slaughtering continues. More believers in Christ have been martyred in the 21st century than in the history of the church. You ever read the book? By their blood. The book, By Their Blood. A sequel to Fox's Book of Martyrs. It's hard to say welcome to this tonight. Watching again detailed films documenting the camps, the Holocaust. It is hard for a human being to look at another human being and see a stick man, a stick woman, eyes bulging out, knowing that they're starving, their skin destroyed, their lives destroyed, their minds. As I listened to the American soldier commentators as they were entering and forcing even German leaders of those camps to go in and through those back rooms, what they called the woodshed, where bodies upon bodies upon bodies upon bodies were stacked. We look backwards to that back in the 30s, early 40s. We look backwards to that, and I'm going to tell you again, it is nothing. It is nothing in comparison to the global final solution that's been plotted, that's been embedded, it's been conceived, it's had its inception, it is growing in its development, it's had its above ground, its underground developments. We're going to go over those tonight. If you want the notes, there's a PDF file on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, in the context of this five-night series, The Black Awakening. Not going to be fun for most, but then again, who really wants to live in La La Land? Who really wants to close their eyes, sing hymns louder and louder and louder as the trains with all of the people packed and dead and dying in them travel past, because you didn't want to hear them crying? Lyrics to the song by Sabaton. Final solution. Here's the words. When freedom burns. The final solution. Dreams fade away and all hope turns to dust. When millions burn, the curtain has fallen, lost to the world as they perish in the flames. People can scream, damn the Nazis, damn the radical evil, damn the Auschwitz guards and leaders. The blueprints for the future. Do you understand how it works? Do you understand that it's by satanic design, the fallen cherub, an entity of massive, beyond the human race, power? Led one third of the angelic host down. Brought the human race down. Now, we did it. We listened. We listened to the lie. We embraced the liar. We spit in the face of God. And we died to God. Your body, my body, it's dying because of what? The wages of sin is death. What do we mean by satanic design? Listen, the men that sat there devising the final solution, and then those who implemented it. Somebody had to cook, somebody had to design the blueprints of those ovens that would take hundreds and hundreds of bodies per day to be shoveled in. Somebody had to design the camp. Somebody had to design the showers. Somebody had to design the gas. I mean, you got chemists involved. You got scientists involved. You got psychologists involved. You've got politicians involved. You got minds of men that had wives and that had children. They understood what doubling was. Doubling. They can involve themselves in the radical evil because they believe the occult-driven ideology. The Jews to them was a pig race to be slaughtered. That's not a whole lot different than Barbara Mox Hubbard, New Age founders and writers, in their descriptions of the coming cleansing. The cleansing of billions of humanity. They got to be wiped out. They got to be wiped off the face of the earth. It's a good thing, they say. You see, they thought this was a good thing. Wipe out the Jewish race. Wipe out the entire nation of them. So the Aryan, the God-man, the transmuted human could come to power. And a Third Reich could come. But a scratch of what is to come. Antichrist. The regime. Vivid revelation. In Revelation chapter 12, politicians, it involves you. Military men and women, it involves you. Thinkers and scientists and psychologists, all engaged. The economic elitists around the world. Yes, down there in the double basements throughout Germany, all throughout Europe, the belly of the beast. It is without question that Antichrist has been and is meeting with his regime. There is no apocalypse of the Antichrist without the regime being in place, and that's got to be global. There is no apocalypse of the Antichrist and the rise of a New World Order regime without a chaos that will level the playing field, eliminate the resistors, cause such despair, such hopelessness, such fear, such terror, that the world be forced to take a cold bottle of water from the devil's hand. The blueprints, all written in hell. If you're a believer in Christ and you understand Ephesians chapter 6 about the Archon, Exousia, Cosmocrators, all of that array, the forces. We battle not against flesh and blood. The forces behind the hell-bound political ideology, the hell-bound military vision, the hell-bound economic greed. If you understand Ephesians 6, when it talks about that, and please take some time to take a look at it. It talks about the believer lifting up the shield of faith. This is part of the armor of God that allows you to have dwell within you and manifest through you the mighty strength and power of God Almighty in Christ. You want the manifested strength and power of God Almighty in Christ, felt and known and experienced deep inside you, and emanating from your life. Put on the full armor of God. That is the words of the Spirit of God. Every new believer should get this kind of teaching in the first 6 weeks. Then they wouldn't have to go through 30 years of battling what they don't know, defeats that should never have happened, weaknesses that only scream failures. I'm going to say to the audience today and to those that will listen to the downloads later in 90 other countries, there are millions of sleepers. A technology from hell to split the human core and transmute humanity. Something on the order of Nephilim, but these, in the first generation, 40 million worldwide. Second generation, maybe 30 million or more worldwide. Third generation, another 30. Fourth generation, maybe even more. How many does it take in the United States of America to bring it down? How many sleepers activated, unleashed with the fury of hell's power emanating through their programmed assassin subparts? Slaughtering without a conscience. Demonic frenzy lapping up the blood. Kill, kill, kill. Until the activation, a suicide program. See, all the sleepers, chosen ones, all of you have it. Inside of you, the same ones that have split your human core, created the subpersonalities, programmed you, took you through all those rituals, all your days, all that fear, all that pain, all that blood, all that sex, all that supernatural engagement. You're not a superhuman being. You're transmuted. You're a transmuted mule in the hand of the fallen cherub. You are the troops of Antichrist. You are the physical element behind the actual coming chaos. You are designed to bring down the world as it stands. What are you going to do to get out? What are you going to do to break this? Have you heard the words of a song from a rock group out of Sweden? I don't know who they are, but the words, well, they ring crystal clear concerning the past, and they seem somewhat prophetic concerning the possibilities of the future. Into the gates, Auschwitz awaits. Freedom is burning, my friend. A final solution. Well, it's been encoded. Bits and pieces of it can be seen in Alice Bailey and Helena Blavatsky's writings, and in David Spangler and Mueller and Soros and Barbara Marx Hubbard, and throughout the New Agers. It can be found in the communication of the so-called entities out of the skies. They're saying the same thing. It can be found there among the Maya prophecies. Prophecies birthed in blood ritual. You see, they're all lying to us. They're not telling you about the thousands and thousands and thousands of human beings. Children, girls, heads plucked off, blood coming down those ziggurat stairs. Nephilim among them. They're not telling you about the human agony of ripping out the guts of living human beings to the glory of their gods of that day. Were they the wise builders? Were they the masters of mathematicians? Were they the most incredible seers of the future, really? Or were they an encampment of hell and a revelation of what's to come? You understand the massive global black awakening, the massive global chaos, that which so many billions feel in the air, sense in the politics, sense in the military, saber rattling, sense in the hatred, sense in the talk, feel it. It's there hanging in midair. It's there in the 100 million sleepers. You have no idea. The world has no idea the manifestation of the dark side into ours that is about to come. The deceived ones that have embraced it as light, embraced it as peace, embraced the evolution of humanity to deity, embraced the new coming age, golden age. It will slap you into the face. Maybe some of the New Agers take a look backwards and see the documentary, The Dead People. Maybe there are those that should see what radical evil. And when you look backwards and you're overwhelmed and you don't want to see and you don't want to hear and you don't want to look, I look, I see, I listen, I will research as far into the edges of hell that God desires, Ezekiel chapter 8, and hate that radical evil, and I will ask God for every ounce of heaven's grace and power and might to save, to see lives saved, but also radical evil, well, to come down. Can I ask you, when it comes down to it, what side of the fence do you stand on? And if you stand, on the side and you declare that you stand with the God of heaven, is that seeable? Is it knowable? Do people know? If you embrace Hell's Kitchen, the final solution, the Antichrist, the regime, the false prophet, the abyss, and Armageddon, you're destined. Destined for the second resurrection. Destined for the second death. Destined for the great white throne judgment. Deep, dark occultists, chosen ones, and the perpetrators, all you got to do is ask your demons. They know. See, the undergrounders know. The demons fear Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ. They know that. That's why they got to supply a fake, de-deified non-savior among occult-oriented literature, remote viewer literature, psychic literature, Gnostic literature, liberal literature, among the New Age literature. It's why it's all going to come out, because the demons don't fear a fake, de-deified, non-saving nothing. They tremble, though, at the name of the living Christ and know the authority of God dwelling in believers worldwide. This is what they hate. This is what they must remove. The final solution conceived at Hell's Table, or it involves the getting rid of those who have the Spirit of God, those who have the living Christ. It involves getting rid of the resistors, the real resistors. You must understand the black awakening, the great revolt, the chaos to come involves, well, a war on Christendom, a war on anybody that stands in the way of what will be the fiercest regime the world. Listen, if you can't understand what is to come, if you can't look at it and be able to stand up and say, what is my life worth? What will I do with the rest of my life knowing what is to come? This is why probably many weak, feeble, anemic believers will refuse to unleash the 1/3 of the content of the New Testament, biblical prophetic revelation, that gives us the detailed descriptions of hell's plot and evolutionary development, the sequence of that madness, The evolutionary development is just about over. The bulging at the seams is here, and the event, the first one, the great chaos, well, it's about to occur. Well, I hear them talk about it coast to coast, worldwide. I hear them discuss it among the politicians, among the military strategists and weapons development specialists. Yeah, they discuss it. The so-called aliens are telling their dupes that they've engaged here in the midst, that want to be the emissaries of this far away race. That they got to get rid of a lot of people before that new golden age can come. See, Hitler believed in a golden age. He believed in a 1,000-year Reich. He believed in a day. That's why they wanted the master race, the enforcers of that coming 1,000-year Reich. Into the gates, Auschwitz awaits, folks. And the Auschwitz that we look back 60 and 70 years ago, it's but a scratch of the kind of camps, the kind of atrocity. When you can understand biblical prophetic revelation detailing the fact that this radical evil, this radical darkness will bring about in probably less than 3 years the deaths of billions. Well, listen, the Georgia Guidestones authors about the depopulation of the world, now they're going to love this. Luciferians, I'm saying the real ones, they're going to love that. Yeah, they want a lot out of the way. They want a controllable mass. And most still don't have any idea that the dark side's pointing in one direction, Armageddon, and the real issue is pointing in the other. What they're doing at the top is not what they're doing at the bottom. Let me give you some reasons tonight. Let me give you the massive work. I have on the notes five things, and I want to bring those out quickly tonight. Here they are. Number one, the conception. If you understand Ephesians chapter 6 and what the Word of God means when you're supposed to, as a believer in Christ, lift up the shield of faith, by doing that, you can extinguish, put out all the flaming, those poisonous flaming arrows of the enemy. Those are the communications. You got to understand something. There's communications being sent. There's a sender. And there's a target. That's how simple that passage tells us. In spiritual warfare, if believers do not understand the involuntary thoughts, involuntary feelings that all of a sudden they're overcome by, God doesn't love me, God doesn't care, God's way away, I don't feel like praying, I don't want to, all those, where are they coming from? Do you understand the enemy, as a predator, seeks whom he may devour? Sending the thoughts, sending the temptations, sending the stuff. It counters the will of God. It counters the Word of God. It counters the presence of God. Believer, do you understand? Can you discern? Lifting up the shield of faith, you can extinguish, put out the flaming arrows. Well, the arrows have a sender. That's the conception. That's where the conception is. The conceptions of the ideas as those predators, spiritual predators that look at the believers to devise a plot, to send the thought, to send the feeling, to bring you down. The conception of political ideology, military strategy, military weapons development, concepts of an evolutionary development of humanity. Concepts of a new age ruled in a new way. Ousting God, ousting Christ, ousting all the old ways. Conception, where does it come from? The mind of the fallen cherub. The mind of the fallen cherub. Can you wrap your head around the fact that it's a real entity? God unmasks and brings the revelation of the serpent, the devil, Diabolos, the Satanas, the adversary, the slanderer, the destroyer, Revelation 12. A huge, a megos red dragon. inseparable from the regime that is painted as part of that huge red dragon. There's a system worldwide. Behind those in the public, maybe those in the public that play that doubling, that are in the public one thing, but behind the scenes another, all you got to do is read Ezekiel 8. You're going to find out the 70 elders of Israel. You know, one thing in the public, one thing out there among everybody else, the family man, the businessman, the wealthy man, the elite man, but in the night, in the cavern, in the cave, he's a serpent worshiper. They only fear one thing, Christ. They only are concerned about one issue, the Corpus Christi, real Christendom. I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Listen to it, Satanist. Listen to it, Luciferian. Listen to it, elitist. Listen to it, chosen one. From Jesu Christu, this is Yahweh Adonai in human flesh. Didn't defeat him at the cross, in the grave, in the resurrection, in the ascension. Revelation 12 describes clearly that little child eventually was snatched, harpezo, up to God. And so the fierce anger of the dragon, that presence in the world, would drive itself against Israel. Any wonder why there's a desire? Where does that idea of eliminating an entire race of people come from? It comes from the mind of the fallen cherub communicated to the collective, unleashed in human consciousness, and received. Now listen, there is number one conception. It all flows from the mind of the fallen cherub. It all flows from the one that beat his breast and said, I will ascend 5 times. Until wickedness, that violent, willed choice that fixed him for eternity. Sanctuaries burned out, disintegrated. Well, you read Ezekiel 28 yourself. If you can look backwards about 60, 70 years and think just through the camps, if you can think in terms of the phrase from this new song that I found anyway, Enter the Gates. Listen, I hope that I could somehow contact. I've got friends there in Switzerland, the Netherlands, Sweden. I'd love to contact the author of the lyrics. Into the gates, Auschwitz awaits. Auschwitz, 100,000 times broader. Number two, inception. That's the planting of the ideas in hearts and minds. Coming from the outside, people have talked about the technology of voice to skull. Have no idea that the fallen cherub has in that collective of the demonic realm, metaschizmazo, their ability to morph, to make themselves look like something else. So the New Agers and the esoterics and the mystics and the others out there that are engaging the Great White Brotherhood, the secret chiefs, and talking to the entities and getting data from the Akashic records. Well, let me tell you something. The inception in your brain, you don't understand the depth of what is being planted there. If you have it planted in your brain, an evolutionary development of humanity, a new golden age to come, a new day that needs to be unleashed. If you're glorying in that, that fallen cherub has you by your brains, your heart, your mind, your soul. The ideas are being embedded in political ideologies around the world. Just look at the UN, but look at the rest of the politicians and those who speak of a new world order. There is no globalism without the conception from the fallen cherub's mind. The communication and transmission of that conception, that agenda to the collective of hundreds of millions, if not billions, of those entities. The inception into the minds and hearts, well, politicians and military leaders are the primary targets. That's why probably the elites at Bohemian Grove bring in the political, military, world leaders, media moguls, and, well, the wealthy, elite. They're all brought there to Bohemian Grove. They're all gathered around the cremation of care, fake casting away of your cares. It's all about their raising of powers and sending it on you and taking the conception, the agenda, and the inception, the planting of hell's ideology into the hearts and the minds. It's deep in military systems. In Russia, yes. Throughout Europe, yes. The UN, yes. In military, you know, there's a military United States, and then there's a shadow behind the scenes military that knows what they're doing and is going to sabotage. That's part of the plot of chaos. You see, number three, there is the above ground. That's like the New Agers. They see and embrace what they think is a great angel of light, a spiritual osmosis of evolutionary development of humanity to deity. Never going to happen, never has. The promise in the garden led to death, separation from God. It led to rottenness. So above ground, you have hundreds of millions embracing the global ideology, the didache of daimonia. Inception planted globally. It's like a disease implanted that doesn't really show itself for years. And then there's number four, the underground. Some of the undergrounders are listening. Chosen ones will listen to this. In Germany, in Poland, in France, deep underground in the Vatican, throughout the Catholic system, throughout the churches in the West, in the United States, the placement of sleepers in politics, government, law enforcement, churches everywhere. Why do you think they've been placed there? Why do you think they've been put in every single place? Why do you think they're in every single city in the United States alone? Activation and the unleashing of hundreds of them, if not thousands, city by city by city. The underground elites, they're the ones that are doing the type of rituals you're going to see in Revelation 16. They're doing the kind of stuff in Ezekiel chapter 8 behind the scenes, supernaturally laced and secret. Nobody really knows. Nobody knew in that day either. That's how they run. That's how they operate. That's how they hang. Hell hangs that way, right? Secret power of lawlessness already operative. Long before the big events occur, when the great chaos is unleashed by design, by plot, by plan. Part of this can be seen all the way back 3,000 years ago, Psalm chapter 2. The peoples, the nations, the kings. There's a plot, there's a conspiring, there's an emotional language there in the Hebrew, the idea of rage. You understand the frenzy of ritual, demonic manifestation in those coven meetings? Do you understand the bloodlust? The chaos lust? The anarchy lust? Oh, the troops have amassed at the border, waiting for the restrainer to be removed. Waiting for the sovereign finger of God to pull back. You ever read it? 2 Thessalonians 2, one restrainer. One restrainer placed holds back the sum total of hell, all of its power, all of its array, all of its agenda. Can't do it until the restrainer's removed. Sovereign grace holds back. Are you saved? Do you know Christ? Does the Spirit of God dwell in you? Do you know the living Christ? I have on the page, the event will be sudden, catastrophic, unlike anything seen in human history. In the last 4 minutes tonight, I want to encourage you to read Revelation 12. Look at the inseparable connection between the beast system, the Theron system, and the Antichrist himself. Look at the whole context. Read chapter 6 of Revelation and the four horses. Read the red horse. Look at the prophetic picture, a communication in pictorial form, dramatic, screaming. It screams. Do you hear anybody screaming it out there? Anybody warning the world about the red horse? Communication, prophecy. God has ripped back to say, this is what radical evil will do. Global removal of peace. A butchering, a slaughtering as never seen in human history. Who wants to dance with the demons? Jesus Christ comes, sheds a holy blood on the cross, logos in human flesh. I've given you this week the word of hope out of Romans chapter 8, encouraging everyone listening to the heaviness, and rightly so, of the biblical revelation of the coming chaos, the coming revolt, the coming red horse, the coming slaughters. Romans chapter 8, verse 12 through 17. It's all about living in the Spirit of Christ. It's all about, specifically today, the word of hope, verse 15, Romans chapter 8, referring to believers in Christ, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the Spirit himself, or the Spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. You can read verse 16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Don't forget in this chapter, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. Are you born of the Spirit of God? Do you know the living Christ? Do you know that He summons you now? Do you know that He calls you to come? Listen, wherever you are listening to this, whether by satellite, whether by internet, whether by the archives later on, a CD, a disc, in a car, on an iPod, wherever it may be, let the living God come into your life. Let the living Christ come into your life. Let His salvation bring the forgiveness and the freedom and the empowerment, the gift of eternal life, and an immediate relationship with God. Will you stand in the end, die and lose your soul? Or will you see the face of God, reach out, wipe the tears away, and end the history of radical evil and pain? The Black Awakening. A revolt, a chaos. May the Spirit of God seize us to understand the gravity. May the Spirit of God seize us with the conquering hope of Christ. This is Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net on the web. Going to ask believers, keep us in prayer. Conference this week. Hope to see you in Connecticut. Remember us and support too. Good night.